This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm so glad that you are choosing to spend a little bit of your precious time with me today. I know you could be doing many different things, listening to many different people or many different things, and I'm pumped that we are spending this time together. I think today's message is an important one and also a timely one as we gear up for the holidays, because today's episode is all about the appeal and allure of the next shiny diet, wanting to hop on that lose weight fast, no matter the cost bandwagon. And we get tempted by these new diet plans, maybe because somebody we know is doing it, maybe because the holidays are coming and we feel nervous about wearing a dress or a suit or spending time with family or friends or the holiday party or the spouse's holiday party. Maybe you saw a picture of yourself that you really don't like, but something spurs this urgency. I get it. I've been there. That shiny thing, I just want to do it and get the results and I'll deal with maintaining it later. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know my big picture take on this, but there's another part of it that I want to share with you. The big picture take you've heard me say before is that short-term strategies deliver short-term results, right? If you start spending less money to get out of debt, you can't expect to stay out of debt if you go back to spending more after you get out of debt, right? You cannot stop the strategy after you get the results and expect to maintain the results. It doesn't work like that. So when we go on a diet that we know we can't maintain forever in terms of the actions required to get the results, we can't or aren't willing to do them forever, well, then we're kind of working hard for nothing. And that is exhausting and it's frustrating. And more than that, it's a huge waste of time. We've all lived that. Right? Going on the diet, losing the weight, and then gaining it all back, or doing the work for a few weeks and then stopping and kind of ending up back where we started. It's completely exhausting. And I sort of had a light bulb moment and laughed out loud when I was reading a recent issue of the Harvard Business Review, and this guy writing the article refers to something and he says, as my colleague says, the good news is you're making good time. The bad news is you're lost. And I think that's so, if we let that sink in for a second, it's so brilliant. So often we are only concerned with, are we making good time? Are we making fast progress? Are we getting rapid results? And not, are we able to stay where we're going? Are we moving in the right direction? Are we lost, right? The good news is you're making good time. The bad news is you're lost. It's like the good news is you're losing weight fast. The bad news is you're going to put it on even faster. The good news is you've lost 20 pounds. The bad news is you're about to gain 30. Nobody wants to do that. It's totally exhausting and it's a huge waste of time and energy. And it's a huge drain on your belief in yourself, on your belief that you can do it again. It's what talks you out of the forever approach, because you've had so many short-term successes that you didn't hang on to, and I don't want that for you. Today, I want to make an entirely different point about all of this. Here's what most people aren't talking about. What we want, ultimately, I believe this is what you want. You want to be free of the weight struggle. You don't want to just lose 20 pounds to put it on 2 weeks later, 2 months later. We want to be free of the struggle. We want to feel like we have more control over food than food has over us. We want to be done with this obsession over yo-yo dieting, right? Well, guys, here's what nobody is talking about. If you want that, it's not just about the weight loss. That is only the tip of the iceberg. Look, if that's what you want, there are certain skills you need to develop. And God, I wish somebody had told me this years ago, because I wasted decades of energy and belief and confidence and time and money. Oh my God, the money I wasted. Because nobody told me, hey, Elizabeth, It's about more than the weight loss. If you want this to be over for you, if you want lifetime success, if you want to be free from food obsession, honey, there are certain skills you're going to have to develop. Anybody can go on some crazy starvation diet or any popular fad diet and lose weight. And if you can hear my voice right now, you've probably done that more than once. I get emails all the time from people who say, I'm desperate. I think I'm going to do HCG. I'm desperate. I've got to go back to keto because when I did a ketogenic diet, I lost 30 pounds. But they know that they're not learning the skills they need, the forever skills to maintain those results. They're just going for a good time, but not for sustainability. The good news is you're making fast progress. The bad news is you lost. I've done it before. And I know how exhausting it is, how futile it is, what a huge waste of money it is. If you're desperate to the point that you're like, I'm gonna do this crazy last ditch effort thing, I want you to do it right so that you're doing it for the last time, so that you have long-term success to move beyond where you are now and never, ever go back. Never even worry about going back, creating the body you love and maintaining it. And yeah, I get it. It's not as glamorous as drop 30 pounds in 40 days. It's not as fun to post about I'm doing the work so that I have the results forever. It's not as glamorous as a 30-day sugar detox. But I think I know what you want, to feel good about your body and not be constantly obsessed with the process and these all or nothing polar extremes. And you will need certain skills to do that. No matter how you lose the weight, there is a certain skill set that's not so glamorous that you're gonna need to get what you really want, which is to put this behind you once and for all. No matter how you lose the weight, you need to learn self-control. You have to develop the ability to consider what you want most over what you want now, to slow down and not be driven by impulse or the immediacy of the moment or temptation. You have to learn to think things through and to see the bigger picture. You have to develop the ability to see temptation and not necessarily react to it. You have to learn balance. You're not going to maintain your results for the long time if you have this on-off mentality. For as long as you have that on-again, off-again, on-the-wagon, off-the-wagon way of thinking about things, you'll continue to exhaust yourself, to wear yourself out, to need to recover from your last diet, which means overindulging. So start with that now. No matter how you lose weight, look for the fundamental forever skills that you need. It's not about how fast can I lose the weight. It's about, am I developing the forever skills that are going to allow this to be the last time? And short-term strategies will not give you that. Don't waste another day on any diet that doesn't help you develop these forever skills. You've wasted enough time. Now, these things take practice and they take patience, right? It's not about you're making great time, but you're lost. It's about you're doing the work for the last time. If you can wake up each day and say, my pace is not what matters, I'm not going to rush and then have to do it over again. I am doing the work to build the skills that I will need to put this battle behind me once and for all. Once you have these skills, once you've done the practice, once you've endured the patience, these things are forever yours, and you can translate those skills, that practice, that patience, that self-control, that discipline, that confidence, that avoidance of all or nothing thinking, that translates into every area of your life. And it will have major benefits in every area of your life. I'm not here to tell you the right way to eat for fat loss. I've done dozens of episodes on that, right? ways that make sense, that protect your sanity and your metabolism. But what matters to me more than that is that you're doing it in a way that you're not going to have to redo the work, that it's not about stopping and starting, that it's not about the speed to the results, but rather the sustainability of your approach, so that you're not frustrated and exhausted by the process. So how do you do that? You do it based on you, based on where you are and what you need, not based on somebody else's plan, right? One of the things that's so important to me in my fat loss fast tracks is that it's based on the individual. Hey, where are you at? What's an improvement for you? Where do you need the most practice? How can you make this more about you and your lifestyle and your battles and not me and my approach and my beliefs? You don't have to do it my way, but there are some practical things that you can do and adapt to where you are. One thing I strongly recommend, keep a journal of what you eat and how you're feeling, how much you eat, all of that for 2 weeks. And then once you have that starting point, look at what's one improvement. One improvement based on what I've been doing, based on where I struggle most. Maybe you decide that you're going to pick one improvement having to do with your after dinner eating habits or after dinner drinking habits. Maybe you pick one improvement related to the choices you make during the afternoon at work. And then you practice it and you're patient. And most importantly, you have a great attitude about it. Anything done with resentment or tension makes it harder, makes it feel more difficult and less sustainable than it really is. Seriously, this is not a punishment. This is a gift you're giving yourself. So find the joy in the journey. Ask yourself every single day, what's good about this? What's empowering about this? Because for as long as you see something as not fair or how it sucks or that it's a punishment, there's gonna be this allure to throw in the towel. Like, this sucks, why do it? There's some other better, shinier option. Your attitude is going to determine whether this is a good experience you stick to or it's a crappy experience you wanna cheat on. So how can you see it as a good thing? How can you be grateful for the opportunity to make choices that make you feel great? How can you stay focused on how much better you feel when you're doing right by your body than when you're eating whatever you want, whenever you want, and feeling that disappointment or that regret or that exhaustion? How can you focus on the gift of this journey to your better self, to your best self? How can you change your perspective to stop seeing it as a sacrifice or a punishment, but rather as an exciting opportunity to live a happier life and feel better about every aspect of yourself and your health and your life? How can you wake up each day, focus not on the results, not on how fast you can lose weight, but on building the skills that you need to be successful over the long term, rather than the shiny promises of rapid results that you'll have to re-earn over and over? How can I do this work once and for all? What are the skills I'm going to need, and what can I do to practice them today? How can I be more focused on this is the last time I'm doing this work instead of how can I get results super fast? I don't want that for you. I want you to free yourself from that way of thinking. What do I need to make this a forever change? And what can I do today to create that? What do I need to do to make this a forever change? And what can I do today to create that, to practice that, to earn those forever results? I want you guys to know that I'm in this with you, that I'm here for you, that I want to help you, that every episode of this podcast is geared at what I think can help you make this a forever change and make this a journey you feel good about. I hope you guys have an awesome day. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/podcast. join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.